You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. The publisher of Audiophile, Michelle Cobb, has joined me this week, and she's been telling us what she's been listening to. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Joe.
And you've really been all over the map this week.
Yeah, I have not stuck on a theme at all. So
no, not at all. So I'm very curious. What do you have?
The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires by Grady Hendrix, read by Bonnie Turpin.
Well, say no more. I love Bonnie Turpin. She can read anything.
That's true. And this was my surprise of the week, because I was completely skeptical from the title alone. And in the end, the audiobook turned out to be right up my alley. I mean, once I saw Bonnie was narrating it, I was like, oh, okay. But it really took me a moment before I said, okay, I'll listen to this book. And how to explain the plot. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, explain the plot, please.
It's a group of women in the South who meet to talk about true crime books. And then suddenly they are in their own true crime book.
Oh, okay. And are they slaying vampires?
Well, it starts out very innocently when the main character of Patricia has her ear chewed off by her neighbor.
Say what now? Seriously? I mean, wait, you don't mean that literally.
No, I do.
Oh, my God.
Back in the 1990s, when someone, was starting book clubs, there was also a neighbor chewing someone's ear off. Yeah. So then you've got this mysterious stranger who also likes to read, and he moves to town, and things really intensify because there are some crazy scenes. And I do like crazy things in books, but the most memorable scene to me was when a horde of rats sort of took over the main character's house. And let's just say I was impressed, and I wish I could forget this scene.
Oh, Lord, that's hell.
Now, the good news is that in addition to their true crime affinity, they also turn out to be pretty good at slaying vampires. It's in the title, but I didn't really prepare myself for how much scary fun I would be listening to in this book.
It actually sounds like a ton of fun.
One of the elements that I really got into was the introduction, where the author is describing why he wanted to approach this book from this unusual perspectives of mothers kicking ass against monsters as opposed to teens doing it, right? So that also helped me get into the book, knowing where he was coming from when writing it. And then, of course, Bonnie, you know, she makes this even more compelling as a listen, and she attacks the text with this kind of verve that the women attack the vampires. And of course, she brings a gravitas to it because there are some deeper themes of race and class divide that I did not expect. And it was surprisingly a layered experience, both in the writing and the narration. So,
well, let's hear a little. Do you have to set this up for us?
This just gives you a feel for the tone and the in-your-face nature of the book.
Okay. This is The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires by Grady Hendrix, read by Bonnie Turpin.
You've seen these women. They meet for lunch and laugh loudly enough for everyone in the restaurant to hear. They get silly after a single glass of wine. Their idea of living on the edge is to buy a pair of Christmas earrings that light up. They agonize far too long over whether or not to order dessert. As respectable individuals, their names will appear in the paper only 3 times: when they're born, when they get married, and when they die. They are gracious hostesses. They are generous to those less fortunate. They honor their husbands and nurture their children. they understand the importance of everyday china, the responsibility of inheriting great-grandmother's silver, the value of good linen. And by the time this story is over, they will be covered in blood.
Oh my God, that's a jump from valuing good linen to covered in blood.
Yep, there's lots of jumps in this one.
I like an outrageous story that just goes for it.
Yes, and that's what I have really been tapping into in my listening in general. And, you know, this does not disappoint in that way.
This is definitely heading to the top of my list.
Good.
The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires by Grady Hendrix, read by Bonnie Turpin. Great suggestion. Thank you, Michelle.
You're most welcome.
Behind the Mic is supported by Blackstone Publishing. They're the publishers of Richard Adams' Watership Down. It's classic listening for the whole family, and during the month of May, Blackstone Publishing is celebrating the centenary of the author's birth. Watership Down, available wherever you get your audiobooks. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.